KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, March 23rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The first big upset of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament finally happened last night. Number 9, Iowa, knocks off the defending champ, one seed, Florida, 73-72. Iowa now advances to the Sweet 16 on Thursday. They take on Nebraska. Nebraska, they would win on Saturday over Vanderbilt. So number 4, Nebraska, takes on number 9, Iowa. That'll be at 6:30 Thursday night on TBS, with the winner advancing to the Elite Eight. Elsewhere last night, many of the top seeds advanced. Number 1, Arizona, survived a scare. They ended up pulling away late, defeating number 9, Utah State, by 12, 78-66. A slow start for Iowa State. They would pull through. Number 2 ranked Cyclones would defeat 7th ranked Kentucky, 82-63. Number 2 Purdue advances, defeating Miami, 79-69. And number 2 Connecticut would defeat UCLA, 73-57. A couple of higher seeds won. St. John's was the favorite yesterday, but the number 5 St. John's knocks off number 4 Kansas, 67-65, on a buzzer beater. And number 6 Tennessee defeats number 3 Virginia, 79-72. So the Sweet 16 is set on the men's side. Again, Nebraska plays Iowa. Very odd matchup, a Big Ten matchup, 6:30 on Thursday night. Number 2 Purdue will take on the 11 seed Texas, 6:10 on CBS. Texas, the only double-digit seed to advance. Number 1 Arizona faces number 4 Arkansas, and number 2 Houston, they'll be at home in Houston as they take on Illinois coming up on Thursday nights. And then the tournament continues on Friday. Number 1 Duke takes on the 5th seed St. John's. Number 1 Michigan will take on the 4 seed Alabama. Also Friday nights, number 2 Connecticut versus number 3 Michigan State, and number 2 Iowa State takes on the 6 seed Tennessee just after 9 o'clock, your final game on Friday. There are no perfect brackets left in the NCAA men's tournament on the ESPN Bracket Challenge site, and also those on the NCAA's official website. The last final perfect bracket came to an end when Tennessee beat Virginia yesterday in the 44th game of the tournament. So there was somebody out there that correctly predicted the first 43 games of the NCAA tournament. Yesterday started with just 2 perfect brackets left on ESPN. There were 4 perfect brackets on the NCAA website. Combined, those two have about 60 million brackets that were filled out. On the women's side, all the top seeds would win yesterday. NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament second round. The 4 seed Minnesota would defeat the 5th seed Ole Miss, 65-64. Also, number 3 TCU would knock off the team that beat SDSU. That was Washington. Horned Frogs move on 62-59 in overtime. Coming up here tonight, second round of the NCAA Women's Tournament continues. Number 2 Iowa will take on the 10 seed Virginia. That's at 1 p.m. this afternoon. All of these women's games on ESPN. Number 1 Connecticut faces Syracuse at 5 o'clock. Number 1 South Carolina and USC at 7, followed by another 1 seed UCLA and Oklahoma State at 9 p.m. Minnesota Timberwolves did something they haven't done in 21 years last night. Timberwolves win at Boston, 102-92. That snaps an 18-game losing streak for Minnesota in Boston. Their last win came in 2005. Tyler Reddick would continue his hot start to the NASCAR season. He would fight through mechanical issues and extreme heat to win Sunday's NASCAR race in Darlington. That gives 23-11 Racing, owned by Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan, their 4th win of the season. Tyler Reddick now joins Dale Earnhardt and Bill Elliott as the only NASCAR drivers ever to win 4 of the first 6 races. And that's a look at your sports for this Monday, March 23rd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.